We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As we look ahead to this weekend, NCAA tournament, Hawks are going to be playing a lot of big games. And, of course, Atlanta United back in action on Saturday night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium against Vancouver Whitecaps FC, coming off that 72,000 people record at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
72,035 people.
Yeah, a lot of people to see Greg Garza play soccer. Largest crowd ever in MLS history and the fourth largest in the world on Sunday. Hey, Greg, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Pleasure being here. Yeah.
Greg, what was that like to play in front of 72,000 people, knowing that and knowing that this soccer thing in Atlanta is not a fluke? What does that feel like?
It's crazy. I think just to build on what we have last year with the fan base that we've had here in Atlanta has been absolutely incredible. There are no words that can describe the feeling when you walk onto that field and have 70,000 plus fans screaming for you and cheering you on the whole entire game.
Do other players from other teams, do you sense that they're at all intimidated, or are they just envious?
I would say a little bit of both. I think that intimidation factor, that home field advantage, that home crowd advantage will always play a huge part. You can definitely tell that within this league, the MLS, that usually do super well at home, and the away games are pretty tough. So I think, we definitely have that home field advantage here for us.
Talking with Greg Garza, of course, Atlanta United left back as they get ready for Vancouver United. Had to be really nice, though. I mean, you had that. Look, Greg, we all understand that the showing in Houston was not indicative of who you are.
Fluky.
Yeah.
Fluky.
To get on the board and then have things start rolling downhill for you, it had to be pretty nice.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, to get that first goal and after that just to feel a bit more relaxed. All of us, I think, was a big confidence booster, and I think that'll help us build off the chemistry that we're still building for the rest of the season as well, and hopefully can build off that first win.
I know Tata implemented a different formation. I think it was a 3-5-2. Is that something that we're going to see more of this season?
Who knows? I think using it at the right time will definitely be a challenge for us, but I think we use that perfect formation for that specific game, and it definitely worked for us, depending on what side we'll be facing. But I'm glad that we're able to train one formation to be able to use against different teams.
You know, I want to go back to what we were talking about with the MLS record. You said it twice last year. You said it and broke it again here just last Sunday. Greg, I mean, you played for the U.S. national team. Do we get a sense here in Atlanta? I mean, now that you're fully right, you're fully – what's the term I want to say? You're fully Atlanta United. What's the term I want to say that you're ours now for good or something like that, right?
Are you talking myself in particular?
Yes, yes. You're Greg.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, for sure. I think that, I think from the very first day, my family and I have felt very comfortable within this city. And, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that's the most important thing is having the family happy. You know, we call ourselves Atlanteans, and my second child was born here, so I think there's a bit of pride that comes along with that as well. And I think that, for myself in particular, I love this team. This is a crest that I wear that I bleed for every single day, and definitely on the field even more.
Right. So now that you're fully vested here and you are an Atlantan, and welcome to it because it's a lot of fun. You'll love it over the rest of your life here. Is that you look at Atlanta and you look at this crowd and you look at this facility and you start to think from the U.S. national team perspective and from the world stage perspective, is there any reason for us not to believe we got the MLS All-Star Game coming in here? Is there any reason for us not to believe that this is going to become, Atlanta is at the moment trending hard towards becoming a soccer capital?
Oh, for sure. I think with the numbers and statistics playing a part right now, I think we probably are one of those capitals that at the moment with the amount of people that we've attracted, and it's not something that we've just attracted just within the city, but all around. You know, I think I have old friends from Mexico telling me they were watching the game and they couldn't believe how packed the stadium was and the fan base and how incredible it looked from afar. And you have so many people wanting to come to this city just to see an Atlanta United soccer game. So I think that tells you a lot on how much this sport is growing and how much this city is doing for that.
Atlanta United against Vancouver Whitecaps FC on Saturday. The game will be on our sister station, WAOK, with coverage beginning at 7, and Mike Connie on the call at 7:30 with Jason Longshore as Atlanta tries to make it back-to-back wins against MLS competition here. You know, you start to wonder, the world starts to take notice, as we said. It's amazing to me, Greg, in a way, because suddenly MLS, which is this kind of forgotten little league over here, I'm seeing tweets over the weekend from Bundesliga, which is in Germany, that's the big league there, from the Premier League, from their official Twitter accounts going, wow, what in the world is going on in Atlanta?
It's crazy. Yeah, as I said, I have friends from Mexico wanting to travel here and be able to see a game, and I think everyone around the world wants to be involved in something like this. I mean, the stadium speaks for itself. I mean, we call it a spaceship. You know, it's something that, you know, people want to go and see, and why not go see an Atlanta United game and see the crowd hopping as much as it is and cheering for us the whole entire game. So I think that the adrenaline aspect of that is also there as well.
I got a question for you. When do you think the crowd is going to actually be able to sit down? Because, you know, the last time I was there, man, like, listen.
You have to tell them to, man, because my wife is sitting there as well, and she can't see the game with my 4-year-old child, man. So it's tough, and she has a baby in her hands as well. So sometimes it's difficult to see the game. My kid has to sit on, just stand on the chair and be able to watch it. But, man, it's awesome. And I love that feeling that everyone's cheering. It was the same thing for us at Bobby Dodd. Probably a more enclosed area. It was probably even a bit shakier at Bobby Dodd, but I mean, Mercedes-Benz, you can't compare.
You know what? You hear that, fans? Hey, he said, sit down. Got to sit down. Let his child watch the game because he cannot see.
I don't know that that's happening.
Yeah, because, I mean, please. No, he said it with all due respect. Could you please, Greg Garza said, could you please sit down so my baby can watch his daddy play?
He can watch it on the big screen, man. That's what they got it for, right?
Hey, Greg, give me 30 seconds on Vancouver. What to expect on Saturday?
To be honest, I think it's another revenge game for us. You know, they definitely handled us pretty well at their stadium last year in Vancouver, and we suffered a bit on set pieces. So I think that with the amount of height that they have and a lot of athleticism that they carry within the players that they have, you know, I think that's definitely something we have to concentrate on this week in train, and hopefully we can get, as you said, a back-to-back win and a little bit of revenge on both teams that beat us last year.
Greg, you're always welcome. I appreciate it, and best of luck to you. We'll be watching, and 70,000 will be there, or whatever it's going to be on Saturday. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.